Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to another episode of Simple Tafsir. In this episode, we're going to be looking at Suratul Ghashiya. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam ala rasulillah. From the themes of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the events that will unfold in the hereafter. And what will be the situation of people on that day? Those who did good, what's waiting for them? And those who did not do good, what's waiting for them? And he calls us to reflect over the creation, to really think and reflect and ponder that if Allah can create all these things with such precision, then He is surely capable of bringing us back to life, and that we're going to be standing in front of Him and giving account for what we did. And as you listen to the verses being recited and the simple tafsir, then really try to imagine and visualize these events taking place. Because it is the truth, they will actually happen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية. Has the news of the day of judgment that will overwhelm people with its horrors come to you, O Messenger? People on the day of judgment will either be wretched or fortunate. The faces of the wretched will be humiliated and downcast. Tired and strained due to the chains that they will be dragged by and the shackles that they will be tied with. Those faces will enter a hot fire to suffer from its heat. They will be given to drink from a spring with extremely hot water. ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع. They will not have any food to nourish them besides the worst and most rotten type of food from a plant that is called shibriq, which becomes poisonous when it becomes dry. لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. It does not nourish the one who eats it, nor does it satisfy their hunger. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة. The faces of the fortunate on that day will display luxury, delight, and happiness because of the bliss they received. لسعيها راضية. Pleased with the righteous actions they did in the world, as they had found the reward of their actions stored up and multiplied for them. في جنة عالية. In a paradise elevated in position and rank. لا تسمع فيها لاغية. In paradise they will not hear any word of falsehood and futility, let alone hearing any prohibited word. فيها عين جارية. In this paradise there are flowing springs that they will make flow and direct however they wish. فيها سرر مرفوعة. And in it are high couches. وأكواب موضوعة. And cups laid out and ready for drinking. ونمارق مصفوفة. In it are cushions packed closely to one another. وزرابي مبثوثة. And in it are carpets spread out here and there. أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُنِقَتْ. After Allah mentioned the disparity between the states of the wretched and the fortunate in the afterlife, He directed the sight of the disbelievers to what will show them the power of the Creator and the beauty of His creation, so that they can use this as evidence for faith in order to enter paradise and become of the fortunate by saying, do they not look with reflection at the camels, how Allah created them and subjugated them to human beings? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. and at the sky, how he raised it so that it became a protected ceiling above them that does not fall on them. And at the mountains, how he erected them and used them to make the earth stable so that it does not shake with the people. And at the earth, how he spread it and made it suitable for people to settle on. And after he directed them to look at those things that show his power, he directed his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him, so counsel, give advice, and remind people, O messenger, these people, and warn them of Allah's punishment. You are a person who reminds, and you are only required to remind them. Guiding them to faith is in Allah's hands alone. You have not been given control over them so that you can compel them to have faith. But those of them who turn away from faith and reject Allah and His Messenger, Allah will punish them on the Day of Judgment with the greatest punishment by entering them into hell to remain there forever. To me, Allah alone is their return after their death. Then it is my duty alone to call them to account for their actions. This is not for you, O Messenger, or anyone besides you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned some of the qualities of the hellfire in this surah. And from them that it is extremely, extremely hot. And that the fire of this world is 1/70th of the fire of the hereafter. And that the people of hell, they will be made to drink from a spring that is extremely hot. It has reached the highest level possible when it comes to the heat and its boiling capacity. And Imam al-Baghawi, he mentions in his tafsir, and really try to imagine this part. He said that the Mufassirun, the scholars of tafsir, said that this spring that the people of hellfire will be made to drink from, if a single drop was to be placed on top of a mountain of this world, it will cause it to melt. Can we imagine for a second how hot that is? That a single drop of that will make an entire mountain, this solid structure, just completely melted down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guide us to do the actions that will protect us from the hellfire. And Allah mentions and He tells us about the pleasures and enjoyment that is waiting for the people on that day. For those who follow His path and obey Him and obey the Messenger, what is waiting for them? So the choice is always comes back to us. What are we going to choose? Are we going to choose our pleasure? Are we going to choose the pleasure of this world? Or are we going to try our best and put the pleasure of Allah before our own desires? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls us to reflect over the creation. He tells them that you reject faith, but don't you look, don't you ponder, don't you think that He has created the camel for you. And the Arabs, they knew the camel. This was the most beneficial thing for them. That don't you see and reflect? You know, and today we have so many documentaries that we can watch, Planet Earth, and things about the human biology and other than that. And people who study medicine and study engineering, you see the miracles of precision and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us human beings. And can we really truthfully say that this all happened by chance? That there isn't intelligent design behind this? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything with precision. Everything for a purpose. And this is, in a sense, a lost art. To be able to just relax and reflect and contemplate over the creation. Because we are so busy being busy and distracted that we don't have the time to even take out and sit down and reflect. Because when we reflect, and Allah tells us in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. And Shaykh al-Sa'di, he mentions that if they were really to reflect and to see what the Quran is teaching us and see what Allah is telling us, then inevitably a person will have to believe. Because all the signs point to a creator. And then Allah, the Almighty, He tells the Prophet ﷺ that remind the people, because that is what your job is. Your job is to remind. You don't have authority over people. And this is such an important principle that we can learn from this, is to focus on that which we have control over. If we focus on the negative, then guess what? We're going to see only negativity around us. But if we focus on the positive, we're going to see the beauty and the favors and the ni'mah that Allah has bestowed upon us. And in reality, we have this power. We have the power to choose what to focus on. Every day we wake up and we go out in the world, we have the power of choice. We choose to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can also choose to disobey Him. So what are the choices we are making? Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to remind them, don't be worried about the result. That's not in your control. But you do your best in conveying the message. So we also look at our roles and responsibilities, and we see how can we do it in the best manner. Not worrying about the result, but how can we perform in the best manner? Because we never want to give up our control. We choose how to feel. We can choose to be happy now. We can choose to be grateful now. We should never have the attitude that when such and such happens, that's when I'm going to be happy. When my kids behave a certain way, that's when I'll be happy. No, we all have the choice to be happy now. We all have the choice to be grateful at this moment. Not when X, Y, and Z happens. And we should never give our power away. Our mood, our attitude should never be dependent upon other people. How other people treat us, how other people speak to us. But rather, we have the choice. We're not worried about what other people think, but we're worried about what Allah thinks. And we choose how we treat people. We should always choose to treat people in the manner we want them to treat us. But if people are rude to us and they don't respond with the same kind of kindness, then that should not bother us. And we ask ourselves, you know, what is under my control? My behavior is under my control. My thoughts are under my control. So we choose to focus on the good, focus on the ni'mah. We choose to be grateful to Allah now and always. Because at the end of the day, Allah is going to ask us about our response, how we responded, how we spent our money, how we behaved, how we treated people. Because if we worry about the things that are not in our control, we can't do anything about it. We have no control over these circumstances. Our coworkers can be extremely difficult to work with. But instead of focusing on what they're doing, we focus on how am I going to deal with it? What boundaries am I going to set? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those individuals who reflect and always improve and do the things that are pleasing to Him. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.